Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A happy Friday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show for you guys today. It's a Friday, nothing but picks on the show today. Our guy Henry Ettinger going to join us here in moments to give out his favorite plays in college football and the NFL this week. Also, we'll dive into the PJ Pick 5. I'll give you my favorite bets in college football and the NFL. Also, look at some of my favorite NFL prop bets coming up on Sunday as well. Shane Jackson going to join us later on in the show, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have for us, send them in to us at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. And if you guys miss any part of the show today, you can always check out every episode on the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Friday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line and check in with Henry Ettinger. Give Henry a follow on X at @Hedging_Henry. Sports handicapper, and you can follow him on TikTok, X, and Instagram. Henry, great having you back on, man. You killed it in college football last week. Hopefully, we can do the same this week. It's a tricky slate, and a lot of these games have moved, so I know the numbers that maybe you have bet aren't there anymore. But let's start with some of these marquee games. We have three ranked matchups this week: Utah, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, Auburn, Indiana, Illinois. At any of the current prices right now in any of those games, do you see any value, any bets, whether it be side or total?
I haven't bet it yet, PJ, but I'm staring at that Auburn number at 7, 7.5. Look, Auburn struggled to tackle at times this year, so that's definitely a concern versus John Mateer and company, but their offense is electric, and they've mostly done it on the ground so far this season, but they've got the wide receiver talent to throw the ball too. I think they're going to test Oklahoma's defense a lot more than Michigan did, and yes, it's a revenge game for Jackson Arnold, and Oklahoma should be motivated, but I think that number is getting a little too high for me personally.
Yeah, that is interesting. We're all the way out to 7, 7.5 at some spots now with Auburn. Another game we've seen some line movement, Henry, is Florida and Miami. Canes were about a 7.5-point favorite. Now they're up to a 9.5-point favorite. Totals come down a little bit to 50.5. Any bets for you in Miami and Florida on Saturday?
Once again, I haven't bet it, but I'm staring at that Florida side, and I like, I think, the under as well. You look at Florida's defense in particular. They held pretty strong versus USF, even though they lost that game. That USF offense is pretty explosive. And then against LSU last week, Lagway threw 5 interceptions, and they still only gave up 20 points to LSU. So as long as there's no quit in Florida, I think they should be able to keep this a pretty low-scoring game and actually hang in there a little bit. The problem is, I'm not sure about that quit factor. And so ultimately it's kept me off the under in this game or Florida as the side. But, you know, you could look at a Florida team total if you don't want to, you know, look at the defensive side of the football and have that worry. But for me, it's still no play.
Henry, Georgia Tech, West Virginia coming off some massive wins from last week. Tennessee's coming off an emotional, brutal loss to Georgia. Any of those games, did you get involved, maybe looking to fade any of those three teams?
I want to fade Georgia Tech in particular, but I haven't gotten there yet with the number. So I'm hoping as that number continues to climb, we might see it get into playable range for me on Saturday. And then, look, it's disgusting, but Tennessee, it's the spot of all spots for UAB. They might have the worst defense in college football, but at the same time, teams that come off one of these top 15 games where they lose are horrible in the first half the following week. So I didn't bet it once again, but I would look at a UAB first half number if you can get it, or even the full game number. The only reason I didn't bet it, Josh Heupel historically destroys teams in these scenarios. So even though the larger trends back it up, I didn't want to do it given Josh Heupel's tendencies in these situations.
Yeah, fair enough. Good angle there on maybe some games down the road looking at first half bets the week after a big game. Anything else in college football, Henry, that you like for this week?
I'll give out two of my favorite plays because I know I haven't given out a whole lot of bets yet. One, North Texas versus Army. First of all, these two teams played last year. North Texas did a great job stifling the triple option. They threw multiple interceptions in the end zone. It was absolutely a game they should have won. Revenge factor here for them. I bet them when they were an underdog, but even as a slight favorite, which they've shifted to, I love them in this spot. The defense is even better than it was last year under a new defensive coordinator. And then another one, Miami of Ohio against UNLV. Once again, one I think you can just bet on the money line, even though they're a slight underdog. UNLV's data points are not aging well. Beating Sam Houston State, who then lost to Miami by seven, lost to Hawaii by 17 with a backup quarterback, that's not great. UNLV only beating UCLA by 7 actually looks like a disappointment at this point in time. And Miami of Ohio's kept it close versus two Power 5 opponents. So I actually think they're the better team here. I was pretty low on UNLV coming into the season. And now that we realize the UNLV's wins aren't so good anymore, I'm a little bit concerned that they might not be that good after all.
I love it. We're talking with Henry Ettinger here on Sendin' In. Give him a follow on X at @Hedging_Henry. Check him out on Instagram, TikTok, and on X as well. Henry, before we get into the NFL, we're setting up for maybe the best college slate of the year next week. We have Bama, Georgia, Penn State, Oregon, LSU, Ole Miss, a lot of really good games. Some look-ahead lines are already out for some matchups. Curious, any games maybe you're eyeing, anything maybe you've already bet up to this point?
Two really stand out to me, PJ. One, we didn't talk about Indiana, Illinois earlier, but I like USC even more against Illinois next week, even though the betting market is moving against the Illini this week. The reason why is twofold. Number one, much lower on Illinois than, you know, the AP rankings would suggest that this team is. They've won a lot of close games with pretty unimpressive metrics over the last year and a half. And on the flip side, I love this USC team. Even if you adjust for opponent, their offense right now is essentially the best in the country. I bet them to win the Big Ten this year. I bet them to win 10-plus games. And I think everything they've shown me so far is they are that kind of team. And then the other one is in the marquee matchup of all matchups, Penn State versus Oregon. I like Penn State. They haven't had to show anything so far this season, but Oregon's one weakness that's shown up so far is their run defense. You do not want to have problems stopping the run versus Penn State. And we saw this last year in the Big Ten championship game that Penn State really out-physicaled Oregon at times. So I like Penn State in that game, and I got three, but, you know, 2.5, 3, I expect to come back on reopen here. I don't think anything from this weekend's going to affect it, and I like the Nittany Lions.
All right, very good. Man, can't wait for some of those games next week. Week 3 NFL, Henry. Look, I mean, people know this week is really all about those 0-2 teams, and you look at the board, and you're going to be forced to bet some of these ugly dogs that are getting some big numbers on the road, some home underdogs as well. We saw Miami cover the spread last night against Buffalo. If we're just looking at some 0-2 teams, betting them against the spread, maybe even taking some money line as well, who are some of your favorite 0-2 teams that you like this week?
I have two disgusting ones for you, PJ. The first, my Cleveland Browns plus the 8.5 versus the Packers. Look, you know, the Ravens were just laying 12.5 to the Browns, you know, when they're at home. This line's essentially saying these two teams, you know, the Packers and Ravens, are even. I don't really think that. The Browns' defense right now is top 10 in success rate despite facing Burrow and Lamar Jackson. Looks like an elite unit. So you got a low total here with a spread of 8.5. It's just too many points. You mentioned the 0-2 teams. 0-2 teams, when the total is also under 44 in a game like this, are 75% against the spread since 2010, and I think the Browns can just keep this game ugly and keep this within the number. Another one I like, the Jets plus the 7. First of all, I see basically no difference between Tyrod Taylor and Justin Fields. Taylor has one of the lowest turnover rates in the league over the last 10 years. He's been great as an underdog against the spread, coming in as a backup in these situations. And then you look at Tampa Bay. All the metrics tell you this Tampa Bay team isn't that elite. They're, you know, 19th in DVOA. They're below average in EPA. They, you know, they're a fourth down conversion away from not beating the Texans, or a missed field goal from going to overtime versus the Falcons. Now they're on a short week with tons of injuries. So, once again, absolutely disgusting, but I love the Jets as well, plus the 7 if you can get it.
Yeah, with you on both of those games. Absolutely love it. We take some money line on both of those teams. Henry, the big game from Sunday is going to be the Eagles and the Rams. It feels like a lot of people are on the road dog taking LA plus the points. Do you have a bet in that game?
Yeah, it does feel a little uneasy that so many people agree with me, PJ, but I am on the Rams as well. Look, it's pretty simple to me. This Eagles defense has shown some cracks, particularly in the secondary, at that second corner spot and with the safeties. And you've got a Rams team that's fully equipped to take advantage of that, with maybe the best, you know, receiver duo in the NFL with Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua. I think they're going to be able to throw the ball on this Eagles team and keep this game close. And on the flip side, the Eagles' passing offense has struggled. I mean, I know they've run the ball plenty well against the Rams, but if you can't throw outside at all, I'm starting to get worried. So, you know, it's not a great matchup for the Rams. I don't love it as much as the other two bets I just gave out, but I am on the Rams, anything over 3.
Henry, before I let you go, any totals that you like week 3 in the NFL?
It's not a lot of totals I like, but I'll give you one, and it's the Jags and Texans under. First of all, you got a divisional matchup, where these, you know, in the outdoors early in the season, these games tend to go under, but also total desperation spot for the Texans. I do believe in their defense quite a bit, especially versus a Jags offensive line that's just not very good at this point in time. And on the flip side, you know, the Jaguars defense isn't very good either, but they have a decent front four, and that's the problem with this Texans team, is the offensive line and the injuries there. Nothing really looks right about this Texans offense, so... yeah, I like the under in that game. It's really one of the only totals I've played this week.
All right, very good. Henry Ettinger, once again, give him a follow on X at @Hedging_HenrySportsHandicapper. Give him a follow on TikTok, on X, and on Instagram as well. Joins us every Friday here on Send It In. Henry, always appreciate the time, man. Good luck this week. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks, PJ.
All right, you got it, man. Let's keep it rolling here on Send It In, you guys. Let's get to the PJ Pick 5. We'll start with college football, my 5 favorite bets for week 4. So far, we're 8-8 on the season, so we're batting 500. Let's get up to over 500, hopefully a winning week. We'll start with a money line parlay. And again, both of these lines have moved so much where I really don't want to bet the spread anymore, but I do like both of these teams to win the game, and that's Oklahoma and Indiana in a money line parlay. Right now, the Sooners are minus 275. Indiana is minus 250. I think both of these teams take care of business. Again, I think Oklahoma's defense, their ability to stop the run of Auburn, who ran all over Baylor, over 300 yards rushing, I think is going to be the big difference. John Mateer, maybe the best quarterback in the SEC, one of the best quarterbacks in the country. He's going to be a handful to deal with, so I like the Sooners at home to win that game. And then Indiana, again, man, now that we're creeping up to 6.5, we'll see if there are any 7s that pop up, but this line was at 3, 3.5. So if you got Indiana there, obviously a great bet. Maybe you look to buy back if you get a 7 with Illinois, get yourself a nice middle. I would combine those two. I think both win. I'd take them in a money line parlay. I'm with Henry, man. Miami of Ohio, give me the Red Hawks +2.5 against UNLV. As Henry was talking about, UNLV's schedule has not aged very well. Sam Houston is not a good team. UCLA might win a game at most this season. They're awful. They played Idaho State out of the FCS. Miami of Ohio, meanwhile, 2 straight Big Ten teams to open up the year against Wisconsin and Rutgers. They're coming off a bye week, just like UNLV is, but I think it's a nice home spot for Miami of Ohio. Their coach, Chuck Martin, has been there 12 years. He knows that program well. He knows his roster. They had a bunch of turnover in the offseason. We were talking about this team a couple weeks ago. They only had three career starts on the offensive line. They didn't have a single returning player on offense. They needed some continuity. They needed some chemistry. They needed some game reps. They've had that. They had a bye week to go over things, talk about it. I think they go out and they win the game tomorrow. We'll take Miami of Ohio, +2.5. I also like Temple, plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The points, +23.5 against Georgia Tech. This is just your classic letdown for Georgia Tech, right? Have that monster win over Clemson. The students, the fans storm the field. Brent Key's giving speeches in the locker room. All week, Georgia Tech has been hearing how great they are. The fact that they're going to the ACC championship game. Now they're ranked number 18 in the country. And this is a team that is built to hang in games as an underdog. They're not really built to blow out teams and be a juggernaut as a favorite because of how much they run the ball, how much they control clock, and just grind out drives. I think Temple can keep it close. I'll take them +23.5. Give me Kansas in the first half, -7.5 against West Virginia. I think this is a nice spot for the Jayhawks in the first half. I don't want to bet them -13.5, but I do like Kansas in the first half. Lightpole the last 4 years for KU. They're 4-0 straight up and against the spread off of a bye week. So not only is Kansas coming off a bye, they're fresh, reset after the Missouri loss. You have West Virginia coming off of a big upset in a rivalry game. Backyard brawl against Pittsburgh. I think they could be a little sluggish to start. Kansas gets off to a hot start, so I'll take Kansas -7.5 in the first half. And then South Carolina will take the Gamecocks +9.5 against Missouri. Look at line in this game was like 3.5. It got all the way up to 13.5 when it looked like Sellers wasn't going to play. Now he's trending towards playing, and we're still at 9.5. I've talked about this game all week, man. Beamer's a good coach, and I think he's going to have his guys ready to go. Bad performance at home against Vandy last week. I think they bounce back in a big way. I'll take the Gamecocks plus the points against Missouri. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. It's a college football odds boost token, and it's time to zero in on every snap. Activate your odds boost token on any college football bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your bet wins. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. All right, let's get into PJ Pick 5 for the NFL. Some Week 3 games that we have on the slate. I'm with Henry, man. Love the Jets. +7 against the Bucs. Now it's down to +6.5. I still like the Jets at that number. Tampa Bay very easily could be 0-2 this season. Now you got to give them credit for winning those games. They're 2-0. Very easily could be 0-2. But this team is banged up, man. Tristan Wirfs isn't going to play. Godwin and McMillan, the receivers, are still out. Baker Mayfield is banged up and injured from that physical game against the Texans. They're on a short week playing on Monday night against Houston. And then meanwhile, the Jets, they're coming off an embarrassing blowout home loss. I like Aaron Glenn a lot. I think he's going to have his guys ready. Tyrod takes over. There's really not much downgrade from Fields to Tyrod. So I like the Jets in this spot. Keep in mind, too, the Bucs host Philadelphia next week. Definitely could be a look-ahead spot for Tampa going up against the Super Bowl champs. I like the Jets +7. Look at some money line in that game as well. I'll take the first half under in Browns and Packers, under 20.5. I do like the Browns plus the points, and I think they can win that game outright too, but I really do like the first half under. This Browns defense is really good. They held Joe Burrow to 2 passing yards in the second half. They held the Ravens offense to 10 points in the first half. Derrick Henry only, he barely did anything on Sunday against the Browns. So Cleveland showed the ability for in the first 2 games and a half of football to really shut down their opponent. Meanwhile, Green Bay, they haven't given up a touchdown in the first half all season in their first 2 games. So I think this is a low-scoring, ugly game, especially in the first 30 minutes. I like first half under 20.5. I do like the Browns plus the points as well. Favorite bet of week 3? Probably going to be the Houston Texans +2. Now they're at +1.5. I think they win the game outright. Houston's got to have this one. 11% of teams in the NFL who start the season 0-2 make the playoffs. That number goes down to 2% when teams are 0-3. So it's a must-win game for Houston. Stroud, in his career against Jacksonville, 7 touchdowns, no interceptions, normally plays really well against the Jags. And as you guys know, who watch this show, you bet the NFL, you know there are certain teams that play better at home, and there are teams that play better on the road. And Houston's just one of those teams. They play better on the road. They have a terrific defense, and I just don't like this Jacksonville team. Big red flags to me that you force 3 turnovers on Jake Browning. Joe Burrow gets hurt. You're leading practically the entire game, and you still can't find a way to win that game. So you come off a demoralizing loss like that against a desperate Houston Texans team that absolutely needs this game. I'll take the Texans +2 against the Jags. Give me the Bears on the money line against the Dallas Cowboys. I know everybody in Chicago is out on their Bears. Everybody's out on Caleb Williams. They have maybe the worst defense in the NFL. But this is what the Bears do. We go into every offseason think this year is going to be different, thinking this is going to be the year where the Bears end up being good, and then they never are. And right now, after 2 weeks, everybody's out on Chicago. So you know they're going to win this game, and then everybody's going to buy back in. They're going to give the Bears, they're going to give their fans hope. They're going to give their fans some hope because after this, they play the Raiders, then it's the Saints, then it's a bye week, and they're going to start playing the game. Oh, we beat Dallas, now we have the Raiders, and then we have the Saints. We can go into the bye week, then we have the Commanders, and they're going to start playing that game, and it's just going to be fool's gold. So if the Bears lose this, they're 0-3, they're done, and then everybody's going to be out. But I think the Bears are going to bounce back, and I think they're going to win. And keep in mind, with Dallas, they got really fortunate to win that game against the Giants. They give up 450 passing yards to Russell Wilson. I like the Bears on the money line. And then give me the Ravens in the first half against the Detroit Lions, -2.5. I love the fact that we're getting under the 3 in this game. Since Lamar has been in the league, he has been the best starting quarterback in the NFL against the spread in the first half. 22 touchdowns, 0 picks on Monday Night Football for Lamar. He's 24-2 straight up against the NFC. And John Harbaugh and the Ravens 19-1 straight up in primetime home games before the month of November. All those trends tell you the Ravens should play well, especially earlier in the game. We'll take Baltimore first half, -2.5. All right, real quick, let's get into some of my favorite props for week 3 in the NFL. Before we check in with our guy, Shane Jackson, I like Jordan Love to throw an interception. That's -115 on Sunday. Again, if you like the Browns plus the points, if you like them to keep it close, their defense is going to have to force some turnovers. I could see this being a game where Jordan Love could do that. Still, no Christian Watson. Jaden Reed is out for an extended period of time. Matthew Golden's still learning the playbook, so I like Love to throw an INT at minus 115. Saquon Barkley, over 18.5 yards as his longest rush against the Rams. Last year against the Rams, Barkley played L.A. twice. He had a 78-yard touchdown and a 72-yard touchdown. So he showed that game-breaking home run ability against L.A. And so far this year, his longest rush in each of his first two games, only 16 and 13 yards. So it's only a matter of time before Barkley breaks a big one. I think he does that on Sunday. Drake London, over 63.5 receiving yards against the Panthers. Last year in Week 18, when Penix was the quarterback, London had 18 targets, 10 receptions, 187 yards, and two touchdowns. Dominated this matchup against the Panthers. Their defense is still not very good. Didn't really have to use London against Minnesota because Atlanta was just running the ball at will. I think they're going to have to throw against the Panthers, and I like Drake London over receiving yards. I also like Amarion Hampton for the Chargers under 11.5 rushing attempts at plus 100 against Denver. I'm worried that Hampton could be in the doghouse a little bit. He hasn't been very effective, and he fumbled late in the fourth quarter with the chance to put that game away. He gave the Raiders a little bit of hope. That's not great. So Najee Harris got more run, got more playing time in the second week. I think he gets more playing time again this week. I think 11.5 rushing attempts is too high. I'll take the under on Hampton. And then Caleb Williams over passing yards, 238.5 against Dallas. I just told you guys, Russ threw for 450 against Dallas. Caleb should have some success, should throw for a lot of yards in this game. I'll take Caleb Williams over 238.5 passing yards against the Cowboys. All right, let's go to our guy, Shane Jackson. Get some of his favorite plays here on Send It In. Give Shane a follow on X, at by Shane Jackson, BetMGM digital content writer. All right, Shane, there are a lot of 0-2 teams this week, my friend, in the NFL that are underdogs. Which 0-2 team would be your favorite to bet this week against the spread?
Yeah, great week. This is one of my favorite weeks because you are betting on overreactions and taking advantage of a lot of hungry teams. I did like the Panthers at +6, but that number has come down a bit. Based on the current lines, I'd go with the Jets, especially if you can still find a +7. The Bucs are a banged-up offensive line. Emeka Buka is questionable. Tampa Bay has that quick turnaround from what was a Monday's comeback win, and this spread is just too big. I'm betting against Baker as a big favorite, has been profitable in recent years. And the Jets, who were outclassed by the Bills last week, this feels like a buy-low spot for them. If they can run the ball and can control the clock and Baker maybe makes a mistake or two, I think this stays within one score.
Love it. With you on the Jets there, Shane. What about an underdog you like to win outright this week? Who would you take the plus money on?
Yeah, I know you're going to love this because I had the privilege of just watching your PJ Pick 5, but I'm on the Texans as a short road underdogs.
Let's go.
Nobody wants to bet on this team, apparently, other than you and me, but you know this offensive line is somehow worse than advertised, and CJ Stroud didn't look great in that primetime loss. But the Jags, you know, are a step down in class from for the Texans who faced the Rams and the Bucs in the first 2 weeks. The Jags gagged that away last weekend. I wouldn't want to face this Houston defense after all the drama they've had this past week. I feel like this, as you mentioned, is a must-win spot for the Texans, who did enter the year as a division favorites, and they get the Titans next week, so all of a sudden they could be in control of this division again.
Very good. Shane, a lot of talk about these underdogs in Week 3, right, and these 0-2 teams. Is there a favorite that you like, though, this week in the NFL?
Yeah, you went for the first half of this game, but I like the full game. I'm taking the Ravens -4.5. I think this line has dropped low enough. The Lions made a statement last week, you know, thumping the Bears in what was their letdown spot now from the Ben Johnson revenge game. I think Jared Goff will find a harder time against this Baltimore secondary on the road on Monday Night Football. And obviously we know Lamar Jackson, awesome on Monday Night Football. He's thrown 22 touchdown passes without an interception on Monday Night Football. He's 7-2 of those games. Also loves facing the NFC teams, as we know. 24-2 clip. He blew out the Lions last time these two teams met. I think the Ravens are just a different class for the Lions.
Fair enough. Any player props that you like Week 3, Shane, in the NFL?
Yeah, I like that juicy price on Tyler Algier to score a touchdown. Bijan Robinson got much deserved love on the Sunday Night Football broadcast, but I thought Algier was effective as a backup. 76 yards and a touchdown on 16 carries. And why I like this prop so much, I think there's multiple ways to get home. I think he could spell Robinson in the red zone just like he did last week. I also think maybe there's a chance Atlanta pulls away and he gets more run in the fourth quarter.
Shane, looking at Survivor this week, I know a bunch of people took the Bills yesterday, so maybe they're already off to Week 4, but those people who are still mulling over their decisions, maybe wanting to save the Bills for later on in the season, who would be your Survivor play this week?
Yeah, Survivor seems pretty easy based off the first 2 weeks. I would go a little more bold in week three. I know this is a week maybe for carnage, but I would take the Seahawks, actually. I think just, you know, betting against Spencer Rattler earning that win in Seattle, I think the Seahawks defense has proven to be trustworthy, holding their opponents to 17 points in back-to-back games. And on the flip side, I think Seattle's offense going to have a little bit more success against the Saints secondary. So I just think, you know, of the teams, you're never going to use the Seahawks probably again. So I think this is as good a spot as any.
All right, very good. Shane, we're getting close to the MLB postseason, my friend. Obviously, we know you're keeping an eye on that. Any plays that you like for tonight in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I like Hunter Brown over 17 and a half outs. I really just want action on this, you know, pivotal Astros-Mariners game. And Brown has cleared this outs prop in six straight starts in seven of his past eight games. The Astros will have to rely on him to get as many outs as possible, I think, setting a tone for the series and helping out the bullpen in what could be a series that determines the AL West.
Yeah, who do you like to win that division, Shane? You think it's going to be Houston or Seattle?
I have liked Mariners this whole time, as we've mentioned a few times, but this spot specifically I'd give the edge to the Astros for tonight's game.
Man, Hunter Brown, Brian Wu, it's a pickup right now at BetMGM. That's going to be a lot of fun. Do you think there's any chance that Cleveland catches Detroit in the AL Central? They're 3.5 games back. They still play them coming up in a couple days. So they play Minnesota for 4, then Detroit again. You still think Detroit wins the Central, or is it maybe worth a bet on taking Cleveland?
Yeah, after seeing a couple AL Central teams gag away last year, it'd be hard to like be that confident, but I feel like it's just too little time here, and I think the Tigers have enough of a lead that they'll be able to hold the Guardians off in the AL Central. But I do think that's gotten a lot more interesting than anyone anticipated.
No question. Guardians plus 500 if you want to take a stab on them to win the AL Central. Shane Jackson join us here on Send It In as he does every Friday. Give him a follow on X at by Shane Jackson, BetMGM digital content writer. Shane, always good seeing you, man. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, you guys, let's wrap the show with our favorite plays of the day. Again, I know we're all excited about the NFL, but some of these baseball series are really, really good. Giants and Dodgers. Clayton Kershaw announced he was going to retire after the season. He's on the mound tonight. That Mariners-Astros series, obviously pivotal tonight. Rays and Red Sox, they're trying to hold off in the AL wildcard race and make it to the postseason, so a lot of good races there. I'm going to take Cal Raleigh, right? Seattle's trying to win the division. You're in the race to win AL MVP. You're going up against a really good pitcher in Hunter Brown. I'm going to take Cal Raleigh to get a base hit tonight in going streaking. My prop lock for tonight or for this weekend is going to be on Marion Hampton under 11.5 rushing attempts at plus 100. Hampton, look, he's on my fantasy team. He's on a couple of my fantasy teams. I thought he was going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. I was super high on him this season. But the Chargers, the way that they've been calling plays these first two games is they've been a pass-first team almost. They're not running the ball as much as I think a lot of us thought. Maybe it's because of the Slater injury that they're instead going with the quick, short passing game. They're putting the ball in Herbert's hands a little bit more. But Hampton's just not been effective. And with that late fumble against the Raiders, think it could be in the doghouse a little bit. I'll go under 11.5 rushing attempts on him. Dog of the day, it's going to be the J-E-T-S, Jets, plus 7. Think they could win that game against Tampa. Really like the Jets. And then my favorite bet of this weekend, it's probably that first half under in Browns and Packers. I think it's going to be an ugly game, low scoring, not many points in the first 30 minutes. I'll take the under there. Then real quick, I see Brian's NFL Moneyline Parlay, Titans, Saints, Vikings, plus 1745 at MGM. Would probably change out the Saints for the Jets or the Browns, Brian, but don't hate it. Other than that, could be a week of chaos in the NFL. Can't wait. Hope you guys have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Enjoy the NFL and the college football.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.